This is Akashwani, the news, read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with Paraguay President Santiago Peña Palacios in New Delhi today. The two leaders are expected to review the entire gamut of bilateral relations. Paraguay President is on a three-day state visit to India beginning today. Our correspondent reports that he is accompanied by a high-level delegation, including ministers, senior officials, and business representatives.
President Peña will also meet President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, and External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar. President Peña will also visit Mumbai before returning to Paraguay on Wednesday. In Mumbai, President Peña will meet the state political leaders, representatives from business and industry, and tech leaders. India and Paraguay established diplomatic relations in 1961, fostering warm and friendly ties between the two nations over the decades. The two countries have developed cooperation in various sectors, including trade, agriculture, health, pharmaceuticals, and information technology. Paraguay is an important trading partner for India in the Latin American region. Akshit Vaidyan, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi is scheduled to participate in the International Air Transport Association, IATA's 81st Annual General Meeting at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. Our correspondent has the details.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will also address the gathering on the occasion. The International Air Transport Association event, which commenced yesterday, will culminate tomorrow. The World Air Transport Summit will focus on key issues facing the aviation industry. In a statement, Prime Minister's office said that during the event, leaders from around the world will get to witness India's remarkable transformation in the aviation landscape and its contribution to the country's socio-economic development. The last annual general meeting of IATA was held 42 years ago in the year 1983. With Priya Aishwarya Rainigam, Akashwani News, Delhi.
India's gross goods and services tax, or GST, collection crossed the 2 lakh crore rupee mark for the second consecutive month in May. According to data released by the Union Ministry of Finance, gross GST collection in May stood at 2.01 lakh crore rupees, which is 16.4% higher in comparison to 1.72 lakh crore rupees collected in May 2024. In April 2025, India's GST collection surged 12.6% to an all-time high of 2.37 lakh crore rupees. Telangana Formation Day is being celebrated across the state and outside the country. The national flag will be hoisted at official programs and government offices to mark the Formation Day. Telangana was formed as 29th state in the country on this day in 2014 through Andhra Pradesh Reorganization Act. Ukraine launched a large-scale drone operation yesterday targeting five Russian air bases across Murmansk, Irkutsk, Ivanovo, Ryazan, and Amur regions. The Russian Defense Ministry confirmed the attacks, stating that several aircraft caught fire, though no casualties were reported. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places of Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland and Manipur today. It also predicted heavy rainfall at isolated places over Arunachal Pradesh, Kerala, Mahe, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim and Uttarakhand today. Reigning world champion Dee Gukesh defeated world number one Magnus Carlsen in the sixth round of Norway Chess 2025 tournament in Stavanger City last night. This marks Gukesh's first ever classical win over Carlsen. In IPL cricket, Punjab Kings stormed into the final, defeating Mumbai Indians by 5 wickets in a qualifier 2-match at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad last night. With this victory, the Punjab Kings will be looking to win its maiden title in the competition's history when they meet Royal Challengers Bengaluru in the final at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad tomorrow. In Jammu and Kashmir, the tourism department is organizing Dogri Food Festival from today till the 5th of June at Amantran Satwari in Jammu. It will feature a Dogri food village, traditional pottery, live performances, mehendi art and even camel rides. And that is the end of this news bulletin.